And how are you? We are blessed on this, the Feast of Epiphany. Now, in Europe, and like in Rome, yesterday they celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, and today they celebrate the Feast of the Baptism. But Pope Francis spoke at the Epiphany, and I didn't read it. I just got a few things of his thoughts. And one of the things he talked about is we search for the wrong stars, too many people. And the Magi, it says today, what did they do? They focused on the star, his star, to go to do him homage. And those are the two things that we got to do too. There are many stars, you know, and please, 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 don't take for granted that you and I follow the main star of Jesus every week or every day or every moment, because it's not true. Just because I'm a priest, just because you go to daily mass or weekly mass or once a month and call yourself Catholic, it doesn't mean that you sit there and have you are following the star. To follow the star, there are so many stars. Like if you look at the ceiling of our church, there's 1,000 stars up there. I don't know, I haven't counted them, but I'm sure some of you have when you're bored at mass. But the reality is, in our life, there's so many shiny things that get in the way of the star. His star, huh? And they get in the way. It can be power, pleasure, selfishness, possessions, whatever it is. And we put our time and energy into those things. And those things take us away from the true star. The star of Jesus is Jesus. It's pointing us to him. And so the first question we got to think and ask ourselves this year, it's Jesus, do I seek diligently after his star in my life? And the only way to answer that question, yes or no, is if your time that you give him every day. If this is your time with Jesus once a week or once a month or whatever, no way are you putting his star, are you seeking his star. Isn't happening in your life. I'm very sorry to say that if that makes you upset. But it isn't to make you feel guilty. It's to challenge us. It's to make us and let us be convicted by God that we get lost in these other stars instead of his star. And so when we seek his star above everything, that means, of course, we're giving him time in our daily life in prayer, because we got to diligently seek the star. And it's the person of Jesus. It just isn't about going to mass only on Sunday. It just isn't about being a good person. It's about being in this intimacy of relationship with Jesus. Now, again, as I tell people all the time, you want to know if a priest is someone you should go to spiritual direction to, watch the way he says Mass. If the only thing he does is go through the motions and my body, da da da, run. But let me give you the same reality. When I look out at you, boy, I can tell those who are into Jesus and those who are not. It's pretty simple. When you're going around like, everybody else is singing and they're drooling and they're standing there. Well, you're not seeking his star. You're not seeking the person of Jesus. Because when you and I come to worship Jesus, the next thing it says is we need to do him homage. That means to worship him. And how's the number one way we worship Almighty God? At the Mass. And it's participation at the Mass. It's the singing at the Mass. If you come to Mass every week and you stand there when everybody else sings, are you worshiping God? No. Father, I hate when you say that kind of stuff. I know. But it's not me that's saying it. It's God who's saying it. He calls you here to worship him. And if you're going to come here, you must worship him. Now listen, it'll cost you something to do that, right? The Magi had to leave everything to follow the star and to do him homage. It's an insult to Almighty God if we don't leave everything to follow him and to worship him. It's just an insult to God. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to convict you and me, because trust me, he's not the only thing I seek. That's why I need to go to confession a lot, huh? That there's other things that get in the way. And there are times I'm not worshiping him. When I go and I do my holy hour every day as this morning, there are times I'm just going through the motions. I'm not giving everything to him the way I need to. So this is a conviction of me too. But the point is, conviction means nothing if nothing changes in my life. So the question is, if he is not the star that you seek in your daily life, if you do not worship him the way you need to, will today be the day that you decide that you're going to do as he calls you to do? That we all decide this together. And to worship God isn't just what we do at Mass, though it's important, but it's what we do every day of our life. Remember the way Jesus worshiped his Father? He said, "The world must know that I love the Father and I do everything to please him." To worship Jesus, what does that mean? The world must know that I love Jesus and I do everything to please him. Does your family know that you love Jesus and you do everything to please him? Does the people you work with know that you love Jesus and do everything to please him? Do your neighbors know that you love Jesus and do everything to please him? Because that's what it means to worship God. So as we begin this new year in Christ, let's sit there and take up some real strong things. Let's examine our conscience. Do I follow his star above everything else in my life? And do I prove that by the time I give him? And do I worship him on Sundays when I go to Mass? But do I worship him every day of my life? Do people know that I love Jesus and I do everything to please him? If not, it's okay. Let's begin again. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.